In May, Governor Dunleavy called two special sessions for the Alaska legislature to complete work on some pretty major items. The main goals of the June special session are to pass a state budget and address the PFD. A budget must be passed before June 30th, and this is not the first time that the state has come down to the wire on that. But Senator Gary Stevens from Kodiak is not concerned.
Government will not be shut down, I can promise you that. Pink slips will not be sent out, I can promise you that.
But what can happen is that a budget will be passed with everything in it except for the PFD. In that case, Stevens said the PFD will be taken up at the next special session in August. The PFD has grown exponentially this past year, from $60 billion to just over $80 billion. Senator Stevens expressed optimism about the potential of the PFD to fund nearly all state government services in the near future.
When it reaches $100 billion, 5% is $5 billion, and $5 billion pays for everything. It pays for all public services, schools, police protection, mental health, all of those things. And pretty remarkable that it pays for that, plus it would pay for a reasonable dividend, maybe around $1,000.
Stevens believes that by reducing overdraws from the fund now would help the state avoid taxing Alaskans to pay for government services.
You know, we can overdraw the permanent fund by another 5%, as the governor has suggested. We could do that. But that means that the investment is going down every year, the money you get every year.
For those reasons, Senator Stevens opposes Governor Dunleavy's proposal to enshrine the PFD formula in the state constitution.
If we put those things in the constitution, we can't touch them. What happens if things really go to hell in a handbasket? Mm-hmm. You know, what happens at that point? How does the state then pay for services? And the only way we can do that then is to do income tax for sales tax.
The state of Alaska is also receiving about $1 trillion in federal COVID relief to use over the next 3 years. Some of that money will be trickling down to Kodiak.
The plan that came out of the House that the Senate certainly agrees to is to forward fund the marine highway system by 6 months, so that instead of doing a one-year budget, it's a one-and-a-half-year budget, which really allows the marine highway system to make plans.
Some of those funds will also be used on the construction of a new Tustamina ferry vessel, which is certainly good news for Kodiak residents. Stevens also said that Kodiak can count on at least 50% reimbursement from the state for school bond debt, which has been a significant concern to the Kodiak Borough Assembly as they work through their budget process this month. Kodiak and the state often has difficulty recruiting and retaining teachers, and one of the largest gaps is in special education. Stevens authored a bill that increases funding for special education teacher training and support through the Special Education Service Agency. He hopes that the governor can come to Kodiak to sign it.
I have him come here and sign it, and I talked to Larry Ledoux, and he's willing to make arrangements. We'll see if that works out. The governor may not fit his schedule. It may have to be done in Anchorage.
Stevens is also working on a bill to encourage new technology in Alaska fisheries, specifically for Kodiak pollock and cod.
So we did this years ago. I was involved in a committee that formulated a tax credit for processors in salmon, and we were able to help processors go into new products, go into frozen fillets, and really helped them buy the equipment they needed so they could do that. This bill is very similar in that it would do the same thing, tax credits for new equipment in terms of pollock and cod.
Stevens believes this bill will increase the value of pollock and cod. He hopes the bill will pass next year. For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Jared Griffin.